Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. An interesting read is Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. I always learn something there. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Oh, I'm really good, Tony. Can't complain at all. I'm seeing our Spartans getting ready for a big football game. I'm seeing a huge basketball game today, and I see our poor Michigan friends going through a tough football period.
Dr. Braccio, my boss constantly wants me working on my listening skills, that when I am interviewing and when I'm talking to folks, to listen, not only to make sure I understand and hear what they're saying, but that they may lead me down other interesting paths to learn information that that we don't know. Active listening is something that's tough, and you got to work on it, don't you?
Well, that's really true. One of the problems that we have for even trying to help people, or we feel we may know a lot more about a situation we do, is we want to jump in and say something. And it's really critical that we listen to the person and really let them fully explain what they have to say. Like if someone's really hurting, or they might be mad at us, or they might be mad at the world, or just frustrated, we really want to listen. We want to do some active listening. Say, boy, you really feel upset about this, or tell me a little more. Or even try to put into words what you think they're saying. Don't just assume that you know. And it's a very difficult skill. It seems very simple, but if you just start listening to conversations people have, you will see that a lot of times when people respond or give answers or give solutions, they don't really understand what the person's thinking, what the person's feeling, just the depths of the whole situation. So it's a real skill to develop. And if we find that we're talking too much, or we're the one kind of too involved in conversations, it probably means we're not developing our listening skills effectively.
What's the difference between listening and active listening?
Well, active listening is where you're consciously making an effort to fully understand what the person is saying, making sure that you're getting the message. And making such statements like, oh, you're really upset about this, or this really has you hurting, or has you upset, or tell me a little more about this, or I'm not sure I fully understand. Things like that, if you just listen, you might not be getting the message either. You might want to become a little more active. You're listening, you're not really making comments other than you're trying to pick up the feelings, you're trying to fully understand. But the main thing is to make sure you understand what the person is saying. Like there could be, let's say that something is damaged in the house and it's something important to you or your wife. The person, you might just say, oh, well, we'll get another one. But that doesn't really cut it. If the person's upset about someone, broke it, someone did it on purpose, or it just was an accident, person needs to kind of talk this out. That may be more superficial than some of the major things that can happen. But it's the kind of thing, it's understanding how the person feels rather than just coming up with a solution or just assuming we know what it is. Or if someone has had a bad interaction with a person, then we come out and we say, oh, no big deal. The heck with them, forget it. That doesn't help the person talk out how they're hurting, how they feel, how they were offended. So before we start giving solutions, before we start interacting too quickly, it's really important to understand the message of the person, what they're thinking and feeling. And you'll find if you do that, this is for all of us, that people are going to appreciate our conversation more, and we're going to actually learn a lot more about ourselves and others by better understanding and listening to how others, what they're saying, and then how they're feeling.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Thanks, Dr. B.
That is always a good talk to you, Tony. Bye-bye.